We're going to kick off the show with something else here, though, Ethan. You and I are both parents, and one of the things that you and I discuss all the time is how afraid we are that our kids are not going to care one bit about all those lessons that we tried to teach them about life and about behavior and about protecting yourself and about being aware. We're doing the thing right now, Ethan, at my house, where we tell the kids, if someone walks up to you and you do not know them and they say, hey, come over to my car, or hey, come talk to me, what are you going to do? And they're all like robots right now. Run to the house and tell mom and dad. But sometimes I wonder if someone really has the piece of candy that my kids like, I wonder if they're really going to make the right decision. Even though we go through these scenarios and I go, hey, someone pulls up right here. You don't know who they are. They're not so-and-so. You know, that we have a handful of people in the neighborhood that our kids recognize. And if it's not those people, then they should just run right in the house.
Well, and the stakes feel higher now simply because we have an element that previous generations have not had to deal with, and that is the internet. Now, a creepy guy pulling up in a van and offering kids candy, that has been around forever, right? But the internet is not something that I had to deal with as a kid. It's not something that my parents dealt with in working with us. So I am the first in our family. This is the first generation in our family that has to deal with the internet and children. And we want to tell you about a group of parents, three different sets of parents that worked with this. He's kind of an independent online journalist. And what they did is they set up this sting operation in which he pretended to be a guy that is her age, gets to know her a little bit, invites her to meet him, and then when she rolls up, and he even rolled up straight up in a van. I mean, this was so crazy. When they roll up in this van, she jumps in the van with this perpetrator, this fake perpetrator.
The person that she had this conversation online with.
And she is immediately grabbed. They fake a kidnapping. But in there with the fake perpetrator are her own parents.
Jenna, stop it, your mother or father. Jenna, look, turn around. Turn around.
Did you hear that?
Turn around.
Stop, stop, stop. It's your mother and father. That was her own parents in the van with this, you know, alleged kidnapper.
There were people with masks on.
They had lured her that far. It was her parents with masks.
Yeah.
They had lured her that far, met online, lured her out, into this van with this guy, and then her own parents ambushed her like that. I want to hear that again, because you can hear the parents. You can hear the moment when the parents lose their nerve.
Jenna, stop it. Your mother or father. Jenna, look, turn around. Turn around.
Probably really shocked.
Oh,
and you can imagine the fear that's on there. So they did this, what I'm calling kind of this reverse To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
It's like this To Catch Your Irresponsible Teenager. And the parents then kind of go into this
lecture mode.
Yeah, because they're scared for the daughter and they're scared for themselves.
What would have happened if you came out and it wasn't us sitting back here and there were really crazy people back here?
We never would have saw you again.
We watched movies together. We've looked at newspaper articles and the news about all these things, are real life situations that have happened. And we've discussed them. What, you think it's fine to go try that on your own?
But what happens if they would have drove away and it would have been three strangers sitting in this car?
Wow.
Huh? What would you have
done?
Although
it's pretty impactful to think, hey, you know what? My parents went through all this trouble. They paid money for this social experiment / lesson that they're
this
that they're
is
teaching
too far.
Her.
This has gone too far.
Well, and my immediate thought was, when I started to think about it a little bit more, on the one hand, I thought these parents could do a lot of good by teaching a lesson like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that the amount of fear that they put into her and probably the embarrassment, too.
Yeah.
Now, they blur out the girl's face and everything, but the amount of embarrassment, I think that backlash could lead to worse behavior in the future.
I'll tell you what. Here's my reaction is all summed up here. I'm going to replay the parents' lecture moment. This is the part where they kind of deliver the lesson. And
did you tell they're from the East Coast? Could you tell they're from New Jersey?
They're pretty aggressive. But check this out.
What would have happened if you came out and it wasn't us sitting back here and there were really crazy people back
there? There are really crazy people.
Yeah, it's you guys.
It was her parents. What if there were crazy people? How about there are crazy people?
Well, but it
your
also,
parents.
But Ethan, you can't deny that these parents are really trying hard to make sure that their daughter internalizes a lesson
You're right.
I think that they feel like is the best way for her to learn a lesson. And in the end, is she going to get in a van ever? Maybe not ever again. Now, she might lash out into into other modes of behavior like doing drugs or, you know, I think that there are other ways that she might get in trouble. But getting in a van with a stranger is something that she will probably never do again. But I wonder how far the lesson teaching goes in that kind of a
moment. You know what this reminded me of? And I know
you
it reminded
had,
you of
You and I
this
had
as
the
well.
Exact same reaction.
So let's all do this. Let's all calm down a bit from that intense parenting moment.
I've got like high heartbeats going on.
And
here.
let's remember the last time an adorable, well-known family tried to teach, got into the habit of teaching each other's lessons.
And Michael decided his father was ready to learn his lesson.
And that is why
he's gonna go.
Get away! I'll take you all out.
Isn't it these guys are pagers? Oh my God, he just shot his arm off.
This guy's arm.
And then he realizes.
And that's why you don't teach your father a lesson.
That's why you always leave a note.
The teaching your kids a lesson, that's you're treading into dangerous parenting waters in my mind.
I think that the parents who teach lessons to that degree are also the parents who could be put in the camp of, I'm going to put you on the corner and you're going to wear a sandwich board that says, I got a D on my math test. Because I know that you're trying to instill in your child that you want them to understand how important schooling is. We know that you want your kid to understand how important it is to not be kidnapped. And the jury's out for me still on this. Because in the end, like I said, she's never going to get into a weird conversation online.
Yeah.
And she will not get into a stranger's van ever again.
No.
But I do
She probably won't be able to look at a van without crying.
But I do think that trust level with her parents has gotten maybe a little bit weird.